We're on Daf, Lamed Vav, Lamed Aleph. Let us again start from the Toshma Persin Machzeres Agabi Kaveres Tvejan B'Shabbos. We had a Baraisa that says that one is permitted to spread out a Machzeres and a Kaveres of Tvejan B'Shabbos. V'chama b'nei hachama u'b'kshomim b'nei hakshomim. As long as he's not mechaven to be tzod the dvoyim. So we have here akasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak said, "Ein kli nitel ela bishvil davar anitel." So mehel the kaveres is only a kaveres for dvoyim. So Memele, so he's been metalto the machzelas for the vayim, so they're not a dover hanitl. Hosam nami di kedvash. The Gemara says, no, there's dvash in the kaveres. So there's dvash in the kaveres, so Memele is being metalto to protect the dvash. Omale ravukve mimeshen la ravashi, hotinach bimoisacham di kedvash, bimoisach shome maika la meima. Even though all the chalas dvash were taken out to be used, but they always leave over two chalas b'meisak shomim for the dvoirim to be mefanis themselves. So memele, so there is dvash still in the keveres b'meisak shomim, and therefore he's taking the machzeles to protect these two chalas. Frag the Gemara, Oison shtei chalas mukze sein. These two chalas are mukze. The miyuchit for the dvoirim. He has no intentions of eating these two chalas. And for the Gemara, Rochema iskinon shechi shebaloi. So speaking about that, the Barais is speaking about that he had intentions to use these two chalas. He was machashev meboy yom, didn't use them. So memelos said they're not mukts anymore. So therefore he's permitted to spread out the machzelas and the kaveres because of the dvash of the two chalas that finds itself in the kaveres. Frek the gemara avolechishev aleyemai also. But what will be if he wasn't machashev? So it's also. Is adetonil babachle yiskavin lotzoi. So Memele, why did the Beraise have to speak about bringing an Inyan of Tzedim to say that if there'll be an Inyan of Tzedim, a Kavon of Lotz, it will be awesome. Without a Kavon of Tzedim, this alone, if the whole Heter is also two Chalas, is Lifnik Velisni B'dido. Amed Vorem Amurim, Shechishev Aleim. Avaloi Chishev Aleim also, according to Rabbi Yitzchok, the Gemara did not have to jump to the Yisrael Tzeide. We're speaking about a heter of Tiltul HaMachzeles, so you should say the heter of the Tiltul HaMachzeles is only by Chishev Aleim. So the Gemara says, "Oh, he come after Bishah Chishev Aleim." He wants to tell us, even though all the obstacles of Mukta were taken care of, it was Chishev Aleim, Ubavad Shalei Yiskavin Lotzik. Frag the Gemara, Bamai Okimto. So, according, who did Rabbi Yitzchak setz ein this Baraisa? Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Mukze. Rabbi Yitzchak setz ein the Baraisa like Rabbi Yehuda that holds the din of Mukze. And now the Gemara's no eskakashe, the Seif is like Rabbi Shimon, the Reish is like Rabbi Yehuda. But before we come to the Gemara's kasha, we have to understand this shtickle alone. Where do we see that Rabbi Yitzchak said that the Barais is going according to Rabbi Yehuda? So we have here our machlokes, Tosfos and Rashi. Let us first see Tosfos, and then we'll come to Rashi. Bamayu kimto, peirish Rashi. This Rashi is not by us. This is a Rashi in Masechta Shabbos, Tafim and Gimel Amud Beis. Perish Rashi, delay ashkachno, the muki loki Rabbi Yehuda behedye. We don't see exactly that Rabbi Yitzchak said it's going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Elo mididochik navshe ki porich vo muktzis ninu. When the Gemara had asked Akasha, what's your teretz, there's two chalas, so yes, the kasha, but these two chalas are muktzes. So memele, so it's metal to the machzelas for a dovo shein in it. So why did he have to say shechishe balayu? Let him say it's going according to Rab Shimon, and according to Rab Shimon, so it's daite yalave. Anything that's chazile is daite yalave. Why did he have to say it? Speaking about his beferish mechashif, al memash malei daosi ke Rab Yehuda. So Tosis is very understandable. So the raya is, after we ask the makashe that the shteichalas are also mukze, so he could have said it goes according to Rab Shimon, they're not mukze. And since he said that it's chishev aleim, Savai says he holds us going according to Rav Yehud. Now let us see Rash. B'mayu kimte ki Rav Yehud. Kloima. Midahavaloch litrutzi areishe. You could have asked, we asked you akashe that akaveris is mukte. So you could have said, homoni Rav Shimon. It's going according to Rab Shimon, the less lay mukze. Umahadrit ashinuye de chekele meima mishum shteichalas. So Rashi says over here that when we asked the first kash, we asked the kash to be maisak shomim, he said this, it's called adovra nitl because there's dvash. So we asked be maisak shomim, there's no dvash. So you could have said, it's going according to Rab Shimon. No, you didn't say that. You said there's two chalas. Mahadras ashnui dechikil lemeime mishtum shtei chalas. Because of shtei chalas. Why did you have to say shtei chalas? She could have said, it's going according to Rab Shimon. Is Rab Yehuda boys look me? So we see, you hold like Rab Yehuda, mishum de Rab Yitzchok, de mesvinu lehanach tiyuftis lemuksik Rab Yehuda, because Rab Yitzchok holds like Rab Yehuda. Now we have to understand that this Rashi is a pella. That means if we will ask a kasha, where the kasha was the kasha arose. How is one permitted to be metaltal amachzeles b'maisak shomim? There's no dvash there. There's no dvash there. There's only dvoirim. That's the kasha. So Rashi says the teretz of two chalas is a doichik. Fine. So let's forget about the two chalas. So there's no two chalas. So what is the keveres? The keveres serves, it's a dira for dvoirim. So memela, the gemara says, how are you allowed to be metaltal amachzeles for dvoirim? That is pshat in the gemara's kash. How are you allowed to be metaltal amachzeles for dvoirim? So the teret should be, it's going according to Rab Shimon. So Rab Shimon is not trufe. Rab Shimon holds dvoirim and not mukze. Rab Shimon holds abal chai is not mukze. The whole machloikis of Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda is, by if you have a machl, which poshet is not oimet to be eaten, there's a far possibility, it might be oimet to be eaten, it's a far possibility, it might be oimet to be used. No, so Rab Yehuda holds that you have to be feirish making it, it's not considered minamuchem. Rav Shimon holds everything that is a possibility he might use is also minamuchim. But if there's no dvash in the kaveres, and there's only dvoirim in the kaveres, so how could he say that it's going according to Rav Shimon? What kind of a trufe is Rav Shimon? The shrekliche shvere Rashi. In Be'emes, Rabbi Kiveger, in Gilyan HaShas, in Mesechtes Shabbos, Tafmim Gimel Amid Beis, Abba Kivege brings down this Rashi, and Abba Kivege says Pshat in Rashi. What is Pshat in Rashi? He says, Amuyim de Kipshat, that Rashi holds that the whole halacha that Rabbi Yitzchok said, that enkli nitl, elo bishvir dovel hanitl, his whole shtik teire, is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. According to Rabbi Shimon, there's no such thing. That's how Rabbi Kivege says Pshat and Rashi. So now we understand very good Rashi.
The Gemara asked, there's no dvash in the winter. So how are you allowed to be metal to the machzeles? So Rabbi Yehuda could have said, well, it's going according to Rabbi Shimon. It's going according to Rabbi Shimon. My din is only according to Rabbi Yehuda. This is going according to Rabbi Shimon. According to Rabbi Shimon, you're allowed to be metaltal, l'tzoyrech adov v'shein enitzel also. So since he didn't say this, is a raya he held the barais is also going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is pshat and rash. But we have to understand that l'choyre, this is sisrei teire. Bechlal Rabbi Yitzchak is sisrei teire, and this is double sisrei teire. The whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak, that one is not permitted to be metaltal, a keili, l'tzerich, dover, hamukze, is very difficult to understand. And what's wrong with that? He's metaltal, a keili. The purpose is metaltal, it's for a dover, hamukze. So what? So you have to understand Bechlal Rabbi Yitzchak. But now it gets more complicated, that the Rabbi Kivega says this is only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbi Shimon. So it's very unclear. Rabbi Kivega zeichens zu a balamoyer and Misha Hechshech, that holds like Rashi. That the whole din of Rabbi Yitzchak is only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbi Shimon. So I looked into the Baal HaMoir. It is a very interesting Baal HaMoir. I'd just like to say over what the Baal HaMoir says, and perhaps with this we'll be able to understand a little what the Svara is that a Kli Nittel Elo Bishvil Dovah HaNittel is only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbi Shimon. The Baal HaMoir says in Masechet Shabbos, he brings a Rav Huna. Rav Huna, the Gemara says in Masechet Shabbos, holds like Rav Shimon Legabi Tiltel and Legabi Rabbi Yehuda Legabi Achila. Let's just explain this thing and then we'll go a little further. Let us take for an example an ideal case of Mukta, which there's a Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda Rav Shimon. Let's say a behemish and a snabla b'yontif. A behemish died in yontif. Are you allowed to give it to klov? According to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to give it to klov? That's also called minamuchan. The behemish might die, and the behemish will die, so the klov will have a chosh of a dog food, fresh dog food for yontif. So it was aimed to give it to klov. You're allowed to give it to klov according to Rav Shimon. According to Rav Yehuda, it's not minamuchan. The behemah was alive Erev Shabbos. He didn't know the behemah is going to die. So it's katzoy bein hashmosh. So it's not min hamucha. You're not allowed to give it to klov. That's a machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now Rav Huna lemaise made a pshat. That means when it comes to give the basal to the klovim, he held like Rabbi Yehuda. Legabi achil holds like Rabbi Yehuda. When it comes to be metaltal the boss, not to give it to klovim, the behemah died in the middle of his dining room. Now he's allowed to take it out, or he's allowed to be metaltal. Maybe that's a bit more. It's a grav sharei, but on kaponim in a case he wants to be metaltal the neveile, and he won't give it to anyone. He wants to be metaltal. Is he permitted to metaltal? So there he held like Rab Shimon. Lagabi tiltal, he held like Rab Shimon. He was matter tiltal, and Lagabi Achila he held like Rabbi Yehuda. But he asked the Achila. So Dachsich Mir, Dachsam Sefer says, Pshat, what is Pshat in this Pshore? Like tiltal, he holds like Rabbi Shimon, Achila, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. So Dachsam Sefer says, Dachsich Mir, Amir, Dachsam Sefer. He says like this. Meikir Adin, he held like Rabbi Shimon. He held, it's not Mukta, it's Mucha. Lemaise, to feel sich, to use it. No, he was Machma. That means, according to Rav Shimon, you're allowed to use it. It's minamucha. According to Rav Yehuda, you're not allowed to use it. It's not minamucha. Mika then he held like Rav Shimon. But he was machma like Rav Yehuda. He wouldn't use it on Yontif. It's not minamucha. Fine. So that's Lagabi the Iso Shimush, which is an Iso. We hear as for it's a daraisa. It's a kein daraisa. That the one is only permitted to use Dvorim Mochonim in Yontif and Shabbos. Skabdisa Shimush, he was machme like Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Issa Tiltul has nothing to do with the Vechinu Asashay Yaviyu. The Issa Tiltul is a Gzeire, Mocheres, Nehemiah made a Gzeire. You're only allowed to be Metaltul, Kalim and Oichlam. You're not allowed to be Metaltul, things which is not an Oichlam, not a Kalim. This is a Spetadik Gzeire. For different reasons, they made this Gzeire. But this is a Gzeire Mocheres. Now, if one is not permitted to give the basar nevela to the klavim, so then it's not an oichel, not a keli. It's not usable. It's eitzim bavonim. So theoretically, one should not be permitted to be metaltal it. If you hold meiker adin like Rab Shimon, so it really is a machel. It's a machel. You can give it. So theoretically, you're allowed to give it to klavim. We're machme, we won't give it to klavim. So Memele, so that is Pshat and Rav Huneh. Rav Huneh was Machmir, Lagabi, Mikadin, he held like Rav Shimon. Mikadin, it's Minamuchon. Mikadin, you're allowed to give it, it's a Machel, you're allowed to give it to the club. But Poyel to give it to the club, he didn't want to do such a thing because, look, Rav Huneh is Machmir. So Poyel didn't want to be Mishtamish with an Avela. So Memele, so it came to Achille, so he was Machma. But since Meika didn't, he holds like Rav Shimon. So it comes to Tiltul, so he say, I can't be Metaltele because it's not a Machel. What do you mean it's not a Machel? Sure, it's a Machel. Meika didn't allow to give it to Klavimus. So this is Chitas Rav Huneh. Rav Huneh holds by Tiltul ke Rav Shimon, and by a Machel, by Achille, he holds like Rav Yehud. Frek the Balamoira Kashe, Rabbi Yitzchok, we said, holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yitzchok says, ein nitzel el bishvil davar hanitzel, he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Rav Huneh also holds this din, ein kli nitzel el bishvil davar hanitzel. Frecht der Bala Moir, das stimmt doch schon nicht. Rav Huneh holds by Tiltul like Rab Shimon. Tiltul he holds like Rab Shimon. So if he holds by Tiltul like Rab Shimon, so how could he hold that ein kli nitel el bishvil davar hanitel, which is an iser tiltel, by tiltel he holds like Rab Shimon, so he should therefore hold it should be mutter to be metaltel. That kasha the Bala Moir asks. And for the Bala Moir, a kli nitel bishvil davar hanitel is more chomer than tiltel. This is achila. And by achila he holds like Rab Yehuda. That is what the Bala Moir says. So now we're beginning to understand what Pshat and Rabbi Yitzchak is. What is Pshat? This did enkli nitl bishul double nitl. It's not a iser tiltul, it's an iser shimush. So it would seem that Pshat is, a keli has, dachsremel, this is Pshat in the Balamoil. A keli has certain shimushim. It's oimed for certain shimushim. It's oimed, you have a sheet. So sheet is aimed, you'll cover a bed with it, you'll cover other things with it. So it's aimed for these shimushim. So you're allowed to be metaltal a sheet, versteht sich. Rabbi Yitzchak was machadish, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, it seems that this is pshat. A sheet is not aimed to be mishtamish letzoyrech mukze. That the shimush should be for mukze. It should become a tofel to the mukze. It should be a mishoris for the mukze. A sheet is not aimed for that. A sheet has certain tashmishim. You can use a sheet for every davar hamuta. But to use a sheet or to use a keli as a nitval for a davar hamukze, it's not aimed for that shimush. It's not aimed for that shimush. So in mail, you're not allowed to be mishtamish with a sheet for that shimush. That is pshat enkli nitel ela bishvil davar hanitel. You can only use a keli for shimushim which are rogaldike shimushim. A shimush for a davar hamukze, that means a davar mukze, you don't use that Shabbos. And this should become a tofel to a davar hamukze, that you mishamish with this, it should be that's not even for shat shimushim. But that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda was the one that said that he was magbol shimushim. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon doesn't hold of such a thing. So could be that is pshat. So that is pshat in the Balamoyer and Rashi, that the whole din of enkli nittel ela bishvil davar hanittel is only according to Rabbi Yehuda and not according to Rabbi Shimon. So that's what Rashi says over here. That means when we asked you a kasha, mimoy sakshomim, how was one permitted to be metaltel amachzeles? So you should have said, this price is going according to Rabbi Shimon, I'm going according to Rabbi Yehuda. And since you didn't say this, so vaistoi, since you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, you hold that the price is also going according to Rabbi Yehuda. That is pshat in the Gemara. Now let us go first. V'maya kimte ki Rabbi Yehuda de islay mukze. So you said the price is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Eimo seife, what does it say in the seife? Ubulvad shali yiskavin lotze. But when he covers the kaveres with the machzeles, he should not be mechaven to trap the dvoirim. And if he does that, it's good. As long as he doesn't have kavone to trap the dvoirim, it's good. Even though he's trapping them. Doesn't say shouldn't be tzot. Shouldn't be miskaven, Lord say. Is also on the Rab Shimon. Domodov sheni miskaven muta. So Memela, so the Gemara is Akasha, so the, according, Rabbi Yitzchak, you're saying a very modern pshat in the Baraisa. That here you're saying it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the same is going according to Rabbi Shimon. Let us see Rashi. Ubuvat shelo yiskaven lotzei, va'af al pi shehu tzodon. It doesn't matter, it can be tzod. Al-Abi is not mechaven to be lotzei. So how could you have Reisha Rabbi Yehuda say for Rabbi Shimon? Fact the Gemara, Apatizbar al Yeshu Akasha, the Rab Shimon, and according to Rab Shimon, it is good. That means, as long as he's not mechaven, he's putting a machzelas on top of the kaveres, he's sealing off the kaveres, making sure that the dvoirim can't escape from the kaveres, and as long as he's not mechaven, Lord said it's good. Vabai v'rov v'domri tavayu meide Rab Shimon b'psikreishe v'lo yom. This obsecration, if he seals off the kaveres, automatically he saw them. So Mamela, how can it help Bilvad Shaloy Iskavalot? So the Gemara says, Loilam Kula Rabbi Yehudi. It's going according to Rabbi Yehudi. Pahoche b'maya skinan de ispei kavi. It's speaking about that this kaveres has windows. That means it seemed as follows, that till now we learned pshat, that the top of the kaveres was open, and the dvoirim used to go out from the kaveres from the top. Now he put a machzelas on top of the kaveres, so automatically he sealed off the kaveres, automatically he was sold the dvoirim. So the Gemara is takasha, so it's a psikreisha, so how could it be mutter koin trabshim? So the Gemara says no. There is another way that the dvoirim can get out. There are windows in the kaveres that the bees go in and out. That the girsa is not that he shouldn't be, he could put on the kaveres as long as he doesn't have kavona to be told. He should make sure that the machzela should not make it a mitzuda. That means the machzela should not cover the windows. You want to cover, it's raining, it's a minamibneachamom, ibneachshomim, you want to cover it gesuntahait. But make sure you don't cover all the windows, because you can cover all the windows, you're making it a mitzuda, and then you're trapping the dvoirim. So it's poshut. So what? So that's a poshut that didn't. We know you're not allowed to make tzeder. So the Gemara says, "Mal the time b'beminay not said also that if it would be b'minay, if it would be a mean that's not so, that's also. That means chayes oifes that tzodem shaloi b'minay not so. But this is not a mean that's normally not so. So it's mutam." It's Kamash Malon. FOP came to this also. It's also a very difficult Gemara. And let us see Rashi. So Rashi, the Ispe Kavi, Chaloinis Yesh Pedaf Neisel. There's windows. Ha FOP Shemechases Piyot. So even though he covers the peh of the kaveres, ain't on nitzaidim im lo yichas the gamas hachalonis. If he won't cover the windows, it's not nitzed. V'loitayim al bevach lo yiskaven al bevach lo yasen a mitzude shlo yistem hachalonis. So the b'rais is saying, gesunte heit, you can cover the kaveres to make sure that it doesn't rain in, but you should not cover the windows. Okay? Frag de gemore pshite. Kiven de isle Rabbi Yehuda dovo sheni miskaven osa. Since Rabbi Yehuda osa dovo sheni miskaven osa, lomele le misne bovach lo yasa metzude. So why does he have to tell us he shouldn't make a metzude? To tzeida of malochi, tzeida is an of malochi, vashteitzach. That it's a yosa, it's a dovo sheni miskaven, and it's an of malochi, vashteitzach, it's osa. Ma de teme dobo shenu, shedobo shebemine nitzit, shederech lotzit des bnei mino, ikigoin chaye voifos. Avol hai de ein bemine nitzit, sorry, this is not mine nitzit, it's not the steger to hunt the voirim. So I would think, this is mutter, kamash malon, that this is awesome. Now we have to understand what's the shakl of Atariya. Why would I think it's mutter if I say to the Rabbono? And why is it also? If I would think that it's mutter, so why lefiyemis is it also? So lechayre, the first half, we could say, akaponim, according to Shitas Rashi in Yumed Aflamadalam and Beis, Shitas Rashi in Yumed Aflamadalam at Beis is as follows. The Gemara says over there, this is Girsas Rashi. The Gemara is a problem of how do we warm up the mikveh for the Kain Godol on Yom Kippurim. It's a cold mikveh, and how do we warm it up? So the Gemara says they heated up Erev Yom Kippur hot irons, and they threw it into, so they were blowing hot, and they threw it into the water, and that Al Kaponim took out the chills of the water. So the Gemara says he's a mitzaref. That means if you take hot irons which are soft and you expose them to cold, so all of a sudden so it's mechazik the iron. So Yoiva the tzatikin mone. So the Gemara says you're not mechav. It wasn't mechavah to be mitzarev. So Kaponim, Rashi is a gins over there, that a fellow according to Rabbi Yehuda, the dover sheni miskaven is also, that stavke, by meloche de reise, oba here, it's a tzir of the rabbonon, it's only the rabbonon, so a mele, and it's a dover sheni miskaven, so it is mutter. So, shitas Rashi, mesechtes yume, is that according to the whole Rabbi Yehuda that is machmer by a dover sheni miskaven, that's by a meloche de yereise, a meloche de rabbonon, tzir of the rabbonon, a dover sheni miskaven, it's mutter for the medina. You don't have to be say ein shvus b'migdosh. This is shitas Rashi. In lechayre, it would seem that was pshat in the Gemara's kasha, because Rashi said pshat. Pshite, it's poshet that it's also but say the av malochi. Rashi was mavish. It's a daraisa. If it's a tzeda, they're raisa. So it's poshet. That's a Rabbi Yehuda. So davish em eskaven is also. It's a malochi de raisa. So me mele. So me shteitzach that it's also. So till here, it's very good. So what does the Gemara answer? So the Gemara answers, When is it also dover sheni miskaven v'dover shebeminei nitzut? Avol v'dover shein beminei nitzut. I would think it's mutter because it's a darabonon. It's very good. Takazoi. It's kamash malon. But it's still also. So now we have a problem. Why is it still also? If I care, it's beautiful. It's a darabonon, and so why is it also? So I thought perhaps we could say, according to Shitas Rashi, perhaps we could say as follows. Tosfos asks a kasha and Rashi. Tosfos is chaylik on Rashi. Rashi holds that a dover shem is kaven, by a Malacha der Rabbanon is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. Fact of Taisves, it's a shrek. The Gemara, the Machloikis, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is brought down by Goyrer Odo Mita Kisei Besafsel. If you're allowed to be Goyrer it, it might make a charitz. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. Might make a charitz. And this is a charitz kalacha yad. So it's a charitz der Rabbanon. Vaf al pikein, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's also. So you see, klar, according to Rabbi Yehuda, adovo sheni miskaven is also by a malocha der Rabbanon. That's Tosfos Kashya and Rashi. So I once thought to try to emphasize Rashi. I wanted to say there are two types of malachas terabonon. There's tziruf terabonon and there's charishe kalacha yad, which is a terabonon. Tziruf terabonon, why is tziruf a terabonon? So Taisvis explains because the whole malacha of tziruf is a malacha of tikkun mone. That means before the iron was soft, now you're making it strong. So Taisvis says, so if you have a keli, so you're accomplishing something. That's called a tikkun mone. Before the keli was soft, you put it into cold water, it gets hard, so now you have a hard keli. So that's called a tikkun mone. But if you have a slab of iron, there's no keli, so you made it soft, you made it hard, so what did you do? There's no tikkun mone. Before it was not a mone, and it's not a mone. When you want to make a keli out of it, you have to again make it soft. So you didn't accomplish anything. So theoretically, there's no tikkun mone. But you didn't do anything. There's no tikkun mone. The Rabbonon asked a tziruf of Ashoshiyeh shel Baal. So they didn't want to, listen, we'll say it's permitted to be mitzarif Baal, so he'll be mitzarif Baal, that is not a keli. Not a person will be mitzarif Baal, it is a keli. So they asked tziruf Baal, I feel it's not a keli. But this is a case that Be'emison, in Yesod, no Chilul Shabbos is being accomplished. Now, let me explain this. The Inyan of Lamites Melochis, these are Lamites Melochis of creation. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, that's me, I once saw B'Shem, Goyin Rav Shor Zatzal, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam created the Bria with Lamites Melochis. These Lamites Melochis were understood in a hecher oifet, but the Bria was created with Lamites Melochis. Shabbos, the Rebbeinu Shalom was shavis from these Lamites Melochis. That's the Shvisa of Shabbos. So therefore, when we are made on the Shvisa of the Rebbeinu Shalom, we're also shavis from these Lamites Melochis of Bria. That means, on this world, the Lamites Melochis, there's Bishul, Mavir, and Boina, etc. So these Lamites Melochis, which are all Melochis of creation, we're shavis from these Lamites Melochis. Now, if a person was Mitzarif Ashoshiyeh shel Barzel, did he create something? Did he make a keli? He didn't do anything. There was no Chilul Shabbos whatsoever, because he didn't do anything. Before there wasn't a keli, now there's also no keli. So this is a Melocha Darabonon, which means that Be'etzim, there's no Chilul Shabbos, it's not a Melocha Be'etzim, nothing was done, but Rabbanan asked it. That is Tziruf Ashoshiyeh shel Balsa. Let us talk about a person is chayrish kalaacha yad. The person is chayrish kalaacha yad. What is the meloche? The meloche is charishe. Was there, and did he accomplish something? He sure did. He made a charishe. That means in the accomplishment, he made a charishe. Whatever a charitz is, baina or chayrish, he made it. There's a charitz there. No, there are halachas in Hilchus Shabbos that it has to be done. The oifen, it's usually done. Derech, maybe that falls into the category of Meleches Machsheves. That has to be done the way it's usually done. So that means here we have a Chilul Shabbos which occurred, but he's not chaya for it. By Tziruf, there was no Chilul Shabbos be'etzim. Not Rabbanan asad it. So, not going into further protim, but it could very well be that that what Rashi said, that a dovo she'enei miskaven is, a dovo she'enei miskaven is also, is mutar according to Rabbi Yehuda by a darabonon, that's a darabonon dumi de melech hasiruf, that nothing was done. But a darabonon of Chirishe, that there was done something, so then for the Rabbi Yehuda is also by the, that a dovo she'enei miskaven is also. And I saw the Mishnah Melech, Perik Aleph, Aloche Hei from Hilchei Shabbos. Here's a whole pilpul in this shaila of Adov Hosheni Miskaven by Meloche Darabona. And he has different Mare Mekoimis. And he has a Taisus in Ksubis that says that Adov Hosheni Miskaven by a Mekalkal will be Mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. And he wants to try to differentiate. Maybe a Mekalkal is different than Chirishe Kalacha. Yeah? But he doesn't want to remain with that. But he wants to say such a svara. Now, Dachsechmir, that svara is the svara we are saying. A Mekalkal, there's no Chilul Shabbos. And I didn't do anything. He's a Mekalkal. So it could be that's a real Darabonon. And by such a Darabonon, Rabbi Yehuda was Mekal. Now, let us come to Adovor she'enei nitzit. That means Meleches Tzeda was said by things which people normally hunt. That, so that's a Torah gave an issa. If you're going to be tzad something which is not normally nitzit, you're going to be tzad dvoire. So there's no, it's been a Torah, you're allowed to do it. Now what is pshat over there? Is pshat over there was no Tzeda? Or pshat over there is that since this is not normally nitzu, the Torah wasn't mechayev. So lochayre here it's zicher pshat that the zicher was a tzeder. What do you mean? I captured the bees. The bees. No, one isn't mechayev min haTorah because bees are dvorim that normally are einam nitzoidim. So memele there's no chayev min haTorah. But al kolponim adovo she'einoi nitzud. Adovor she'enoi nitzud is equivalent to achrishe kalachayat. So it could be that is the shakla batalion, our Gemara. The Gemara in the Havimina held that Rabbi Yehuda was makel by every dovor she'enoi miskaven as long as it's at the Rabbonah. So here it also should be mutter. The Gemara didn't differentiate. And the Gemara says that no, that it is osir. So according to Shitas Rashi, this is pshat in the Gemara. Fakat, you have to know how Taisus learned pshat in the Gemara. Taisus holds that Rabbi Yehuda asad. Taisus doesn't differentiate Luchay Taisus and Shabbos Taisus and Yuma Taisus holds that Rabbi Yehuda asad a dover shenim miskaven by a darabono. So what's the shakel of Italia? What's the habab? So there's a psahaba meaning. Akponim did such a have a meaning. The Gemara says, Labayim, that's good for the shakel of Italia. He says, I have a meaning, maybe. There's such a svara, maybe. We see Rashi says, Kamashmon, there's no such svara. The Riyas is a filibay of the Rabbanon also. Or maybe there'd be a svara of Mokim Hefsid, we should be Mako. This is the Hefsid of the Kaveris, maybe. That was the have a meaning. Let us see Taisus. Olaim or Bolvad, Shloyasenu mitzud the Perish Abakuntaris, U Bilvad Shloyachasa boy Kolachalonis, Lrab Yehuda Osa, Lrab Shimon Mutter. That's, so with Paket, it's going Dafka according to Rab Yehuda, and it's only Osa according to Rab Yehuda. The Gemara says that with Temel Rab Yehuda, the Isbekev, like Temel Rab Yehuda, Bavad Shloyiskavan Lotzit, Kula Rab Yehudi. The Moses is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why is it not going according to Rabbi Shimon? According to Rabbi Shimon, Takel Bimuta. Gam, Mikoy, Kabur, Luk, Mik, Rabbi Shimon, Mash, Mlai, the Bacholinya, Mayri, Afil, Alas, Is, Kain, Betsud, Listam, Kola, Chaloyus. V'teimo, Da, Moide, Rabbi Shimon, Bepsikrei, Shevul, Ayomus, Vokha, Vada, Yehain, Nitzoydis. So how can I go according to Rabbi Shimon? Emerson Taisus is asking the Gemara Zakasha before. Okay, others say Taisus wasn't Geirish the Gemara before, and Shabbos we don't have the Gemara before. But Kaponim, Taisus, Al Kaponim was learning Pshat in our Gemara. The Fiyemis, that if a person will go and cover a Machtelis, and he'll make the and he doesn't have intentions to be tzad the dvoirim, so according to Rav Shimon, it'll be mutter, because he's not miskavet, like Dr. Taisa, but it's a psikreishe, so why is it mutter? Upirish orav Rav Moshe me'ayvre, del Rav Shimon nami mayri sheyesh chul koton bekaveres. According to Rav Shimon, it's speaking about that there's a small hole in the kaveres. Ach einay nire, but it's not discernible. That means the dvoirim don't see it offhand. Vim kein lehave psikreishe v'lo yomus, Rav Shimon mutter, Rav Yehuda da osa afilo dobo shayni miskaven bo yichul godol sheyenire ledvoirim lotzeis min hakaveres. Now, this Taisvus is a moiridike yisoidistike Taisvus. Taisvus is saying as follows. Taisvus is saying, what Rav Shimon, moide Rav Shimon bepsikreishe? What's a psikreishe? I cut off a behemoth's head. I don't have intentions to take away the life of the behemoth. I mean, not mechaben of Natilus Neshama. I just want the head. It's all the Neshama of life. I just want the head. So, no. Even though he's any mechaben, it's also moide Rav Shimon bepsikreish. So Taisus is telling us a yesod that a psikreish is only if it is 100% that the behemoth will die. Zamoyridik Eloshin, I saw in the Nishma Shabbos, Nishma Shabbos brings down a Loshin of the Chavis Yoel. The Chavis Yoel says, if there's one chance in 1,000, in 10,000, that a Malacha won't occur, so that's not called a Psikreishim. Eidip Moide Rav Shimon B'Psikreishim means that Rav Shimon is Moide, that means if it has to occur, it has to occur, then there's a lumdus of psikreisha, whatever the lumdus is, it's called I'm a machabin, because since it has to occur, so it's called, I'm called a machabin. But if it doesn't have to occur, there's a minute possibility that it won't occur, so then there's a heter of dobo shayni miskabin. I'm not called a machabin, because of this minute possibility. So Taisvah says, the kaveres we're speaking about over here had 20 windows. Windows, nice windows, the dvoirim inside knew about the windows. They knew that's how you go in and out. You go from the top, you go from the windows. There was a very small hole there. If you'll have a smart dvoire that won't be busy buzzing the whole time, you could maybe find the hole. And he can go out of the kaveres, because the nachtzel is covered, the top and all the windows, but the small hole is uncovered. What are the chances that the Dvoire will find this hole? 1 out of 1,000,000. Good. But there's a possibility that it might find the hole. There's a possibility it might find the hole. So it's not called a psikreisha. Psikreisha means it has to be muchach that the Dvoire will be nitzit. It's not muchach over here. So as long as it's not muchach, it's it, mistame or zicher be nitzit, but Rav Shimon says he's ain't miskavet. I didn't have kavonah to be tzad the beima. I have kavonah to cover the kaveres. I did not have kavonah to be tzad the beima. It's therefore, I am heter of dovah sheni miskavet. The heter of dovah sheni miskavet falls off if it is a psikreish. A psikreish means if the malocha is muchach to occur. If there's one chance in 1,000,000 that won't occur, it's not called a psikreish. That is according to Rav Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no such heter of dovah sheni miskaven. Until you're not mechaven, it's also also. So memele, so now, but so I, what did I do now? I did a pula. I covered a kaveres. And I'm asking you, will the dvoirim be nitzit? 99% will be nitzit. So it's a malach of chilul Shabbos. So you're doing a pu'ula of tzeder. You're doing a pu'ula of the 95%, it's going to be nitzit. And the takawa nitzit. So you're mechalul Shabbos. You know, tell us, what did you rely on? The 99% is going to be nitzit, and it was nitzit. You want mechaven to be tzot. So Rabbi Yehuda Dovah Shein Miskaven is also. So Memeila, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. Because that hole doesn't, that hole which the Dvoirim are unaware of, even though there's a chance, a possibility, they might find out it, but that is not the situation. All the dvorim that did not find this hole and remain nitzi, that's because of your pula. So it's called you were tzadim. They didn't go out because they were unaware of the hole. And you knew they would be unaware of the hole because Reif tzadim, they will never know of the hole. So you're doing a pula that of tzadim. This is Reif tzadim, they're going to be nitzi, even though you were in mechaven, and you don't know which any mechaven is also. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. According to Rav Shimon, it is mutter. Agav Urcha, one more nekude, Tosfos asks Akasha, according to Rav Shimon, why is it mutter? It is a psikreshe. So, the Mogen Avrom, there's a yisoidus to kemachloikis, Mogen Avrom, the Trumas Hadeshen, a psikreshe by an Isser the Rabbonon, is it also according to Rav Shimon. The Trumas Hadeshen holds its mutter, and the Mogen Avrom holds its also. The Mogen Avrom brings a raya from our Tosfos to himself. What's Tosfos Kashe? Tosfos is a Kashe, it's a Psikreshe, fragt the Mogen Avrom, but it's a Rabbonon, it's a Tzede the Rabbonon. And the Trumas Hadeshen says a Psikreshe by an Isser the Rabbonon is mutter. So what's Tosfos Kashe? So the Mogen Avrom, you see that Tosfos holds like me, that a Psikreshe by an Isser the Rabbonon is also awesome. Let us go further. Rav Ashi Omar, now Rav Ashi wanted to emphasize, we had a problem over here. We came into a whole complicated sugya because of Akashi. It says that one is permitted to cover a kaveres with a machzelis. So the Gemara is Akashi, according to Rav Yitzchok, Hailat are permitted to be covered, the Akaveres at HaMachzeles, Akaveres is a Dover Shani Nito, there's Dvoirim there, Hayelat to cover it, Enkli Nito, Bishul Dover Anito. So, Rabbi Yehuda said, the Rabbi Yitzchak said, it's speaking about this Dvash, it's a Dover Anito. The Lord says, but be Meisak Shomim, there's no Dvash. Then we got into problems. Chavashi Omar, the Kasha Fangtzach Nishan, Miktoni, be Meisak Hamo, be Meisak Shomim, doesn't say that he's permitted to cover it be Meisak Shomim. Bechamo b'tnei hachamo u'bik shomim b'tnei hachshomim p'tonim. It just said he's permitted to cover it to protect it from the rain. B'yoymei nisne b'yoymei tishrei. So could very well speaking about it's Yemois hachamo. It's nisne and tishrei. That there's a lot, the ikka. So Ravashi answered, it doesn't say be Meisak Shomim, be Meisak Shomim. It says, Mipnei Hakshomim. B'yoymei nisne, speaking about B'yoymei nisne, B'yoymei tishrei, De'iko chamo, De'iko kshomim, De'iko dvash. So this is this dvash also in the kaveres, and therefore it is mutter to be mechase the kaveres. Zot Rashi, Ravashi, Amaloylam, Kedashnini, Meikore, De'iko dvash, L'machalodo. Udekash, loch bi moisak shomim mi ike dvash, loikash, demikton ye moisak hama vi ye moisak shomim, bipne hak shomim ton. Let us go further. Benoisning kli tachas adelef bishabbos. We hear in the Mishnah that if it's raining in the house, delef kshomim anoitim min agak. So he's permitted to put a keli underneath the delef. So Rashi says, "Lekabloi b'soiche mibnei tinuf abai." It's permitted to do. Tanet, we learned im nismalei hakeli. What happens? It got filled up. Shoifech, he spills it out. V'shoine, and he brings it back. Veini nimna, and he can do this the whole day you can do this. Let us see Rashi. Shoifech l'chutz, v'shein yachzirenu l'mkoy meitachas adelef, v'ein nimne melashanes kol hayom, we can do this the whole day, im tzorech l'kach, if there's a need for it, he's permitted to do it. Now, what is the chiddush? The Chiddush is that it's a tirche. That means he's slapping in and out buckets of water. He's permitted to do it. Why is he permitted to do it? So let's put this on hold and let's go a little further. Now we have a very interesting and complicated maaseh. Beirechaye da abaye dolof. What's the story over here? Beirechaye da abaye dolof. Adelef o yenoifel ala richayim shaloi. The delef was dripping on his richayim. Other rishonim explain a little better. He had a rechaim shel yad in his house, but the rechaim was on a base, was on a wooden base. The rechaim wasn't on the floor, so it was on a base. Now this was like a wooden box. Now this wooden box was put together not with nails, nor with tit. So the whole box was standing on tit, and the tit was holding together the boards of this box. And that's what the rechaim is standing up. Now it's starting to rain on this rechaim and the box. Now, so the tit is going to disintegrate. The box is going to crumble. The rechaim is going to fall. And just for pictures what will happen, so it's goodbye rechaim. That was what was happening. So now, adelef ha-yonef ha-rechaim shaloi, v'yasuyim betit, unimoichim ibnei ha-shomim. Now, it wasn't sufficient. It's also unclear here, but for a practical part, he didn't have enough kelim. That means if he would have enough kelim, but he had enough runners to come in and out, he could perhaps prevent. He didn't have enough kelim. Was running all over, was dripping from the roof of the ceiling. And the eighth of Kalim was not sufficient. It wasn't sufficient. The Kalim that were necessary lost his tachas adelf. He didn't have enough Kalim. So memele, it's a bitter geschäft. So what do you do? Also, lekami the rabbi. So yes, this rabbi, what you do? I mean, well, if you have a problem, what do? You go to a rabbi. Yes, the rabbi. Omalei zil aile lepul yoch lohosom. Bring in your bed into that room. Now that room was not the bedroom, was not the dining room either. That was the rechaim room. That was a storage room. They used to grind wheat there, whatever they used to grind over there. That wasn't a room that was used. So he told them, you know what? Bring your bed into that room. The lehevi kegrav shel rei va'afke, and then you'll take it out. Let us see what Rashi says. Zil aile lepuliach lahosam lebayishuusham, the room that the rechaim is in, the lehevi kegrav shorei, that the rechaim will become a grav shorei, she muusim a rechaim loch liyes lefnei mitoscho. Now you're going to bring in your bed over there. And some of the yeda beds, and the mud is going to be all the whole cabinet that was holding up the rechaim was made with mud. So all of a sudden everything's going to be very muddy because it's falling on this cabinet that's holding up the rechaim. And so it's very mos. It's mos. It's a muddy yontif over here. Is the pashtus of Loshen Rashi is, even though there's a Loshen Rabim Loitzion, but the pashtus of Loshen Rashi is, and the Ra'ah says claw like this, that you'll be able to take out the Rechaim. The Rechaim is a Grav Sharei, that means like this, if you're eating in your dining room, and in this room, it's muddy, and it looks like a chulbin. That's not a graf shalrei. It doesn't bother you. You shut the door, and mezing smiris, and megate fighter. So there's no problem. But if you're going to bring in your bed, and you're going to be in that room, so then it gets very moist. See, everything is getting muddy and muddy. So it's a graf shalrei. So you'll take out, then you're permitted to take out the rechaim. And you'll then so then you'll have this. So then between you and me, then nothing will happen with your cabinet and saying Shalom al Yisrael. That's the Meiri says such a Malach, he said to take out the Rechaim, the Ro says take out the Rechaim, and that's the Pasha's Loshon of Rashi. The Rabbeinu Chananel says over here, and this is also Pshat in the Meiri and the Reish Yosef. Let us just see the Rabbeinu Chananel. Rechaim da baye dolet, omale rabbe aile le pur yechosem, bring your bed inside, ke heche de levi, haidelech, ke grav shal rei vovich shal merek laim, vaafke. That means it seems the problem was either this delef was mayim sheinim ruim, so therefore he was unable to take it out, the mukze, or we had mentioned before, we kept this on hold. We had a heti, you're allowed to take out the kalim, mahin and tzirik. So the Ro says, it's a tirche, and the whole heti is only as graf shorei. It's bothering you because the whole house is going to get matunif, so it's called a graf shorei. This whole heti to take out kalim, afilu it's mayim ruuyim, it's also a heti of graf shorei. When Chananu says the purpose of bringing the bed in is to make the kalim a graf shorei. Rashi, the Ra'on, the Meiri seem to say that to make the rechaim a graf shorei. That's what the Rebbe told him. Yosef Abaye, so Abaye sat down, v'kokoshele, v'chi oisen graf shal rei lechatchil, yes, lechere, this is a psabod namaise. The normal tzir of a graf shal rei is, if I would be there, so then it's a graf shal rei, but I'm making it a graf shal rei. What heta do I have to bring the bed in? I'm going to make it a graf shal rei. Like this, I'm not there, it doesn't bother me. So it's muddy. You shut the door, and in my room, it's shantav dig. So are you allowed to make it lechatchila a graf shal rei? As I, diktzich in lomdes mit the Rebbe. Adahochi nofel berechai, na eretzich mit der Rebbe, so the berechaim lemaise, that cabinet crumbled, the berechaim fell. Berechai dabei, oma teiseli da ovri adema. He says, oh, so kupt mir, I was over there, I should have listened to what the Rebbe had gesagt. Let us see what Rashi says. Rashi says, Chiyosin graf shalei lechatchila, chimuta ligroim sheyadover mois loikadei sheyitzien. I'm making it a graf shalei. Teisili da ovri adema, tviyeni zois beschori shavarti al divrei rabbi. So I'd like to say, and this included two things. One of Tviyam wanted to say a very good. He stated he was over al divrei adover. He was over. He wasn't over. He told them a psak. So yes, the mashayla. He's over. What's over? So the Yam said, sure, he was over. He told them zil, go and bring your bed in. And the yosef abay hagetnish. That's it. You were over al divrei rabbi. The rabbi said gay. Tu was the rabbi to gezak. Was it tabech in klal slomdis? So it's over al divrei rabbi. Now, the Loshon of Rashi is very interesting. Rashi says, Tivoyeini zois bischori. This should come to me for my schar. This should be my payment. Shevalti al divrei rabbi. Dachsach mirtzmashim from the Loshon of Rashi was the Loshon tefillah. That means halavai dosel zay my schar. Ich hab getan an avle. He was over al divrei rabbi. Halavai, this should be my kapore that the Rechaim broke. Alavaya shouldn't have more than that. Could be that is Pshat and Rashi. It was a Loshen Tfilah, not Tamazay, he was toilet. It was a Loshen Tfilah. Tvayeni. This should be my schar. Now, let us see Taisvis. Shoifech v'shoine, l'mad esal kedaitoch. Now, we had before, and Aflamad Vavah Medalev, was a shaila if this delaf is a roy or any roy. So Taisa says, Lamadis al kadaitach da airi lel bedelaf sheni roy loy, kosha eichi metaltaloy, sakari be metaltat bukhala havaleke kalkole, be even besoiche da oma besoif kire, the less bo peiri, if there's a kola that has a kalkola, there's an Eved in it without any Peiris, so the Maise, it's in a lot of metal to the Kakola. So if it's the Mora Havim is speaking about that it's a Del of Sheini Roy, so how are you allowed to be metal to it? Because this is the sugya of Graf Shalrei is brought right after this. The basis is a heta als Graf Shalrei. Teisi li the ovri ademar af al gav damrin elel perik yontev dein oisin Graf Shalrei lechatchile. There the Gemara says one is not permitted to invite a goy to him on yontev. On Shabbos, not to bite a goy. Why not to bite a goy? Because, what's wrong with biting a goy on Shabbos? You won't cook for him. So the Gemara says, because you can give him wine. You give him wine, and he's going to drink wine from the kais. Now, the shiure kais is, where he doesn't drink out to the last drop, so there's some shiraim on the kais. So memele, the shiure kais is there, and it's mukze. This is stam yeinom. You're not allowed to use it. It's asabano. So you might come and be metaltal it. I come and be metaltal it. So therefore, you shouldn't invite the guy because you'll have problems with the shiure kais. So Moses says, well, what do you do with the shiure kais of a yid? Unless the shiure kais of a yid, you can give it to the town of Goylem. It's not asabano, but this is asabano. So I may. Fact the Gemara, so it's a Graf Shalrei. You have a dirty case, so it's a Graf Shalrei. You can take it out. So Moses said, "No, it's a Graf Shalrei lechatchila. You should invite a goy in order to have, and then you'll be soimach on a Graf Shalrei. You don't do such things. And it's a Graf Shalrei lechatchila." So fact the Chteis will say, "Bezoi." He says, "Takabai was right. Taka, what's pshat this heter of Rabbe? You know, you bring your ain't a Graf Shalrei lechatchila." Here there was another factor. The Vayda Goyen Shabbos felt nishtois. But here there's a hefset of the Berichai, so there he held that is permitted. Oy mishum dle mikril chathchila kol kachoche, kivin che akshomim kvar mezalfen bebayis, ein kol kach lechathchila kmei mezamnim nochi. So this is saying a very geshmak as well. This is saying as follows. That means to make the Graf Shalrei, and ois in Graf Shalrei lechatchila, means invite a goy, and the goy is going to make a Graf Shalrei, and this all came about because you invited the goy, so you're making the Graf Shalrei. And ois in Graf Shalrei lechatchila. Here the Graf Shalrei is here, but you don't see it. That means you walk into that room, you'll see it's a chuban over there, it's muddy and dirty and everything else. So I'm not making the Graf Shalrei. I'm making that I should become aware of the Graf Shalrei, bringing the Puya, the bed, into the room. That doesn't go into the gather of Graf Shalrei. Omar Shmuel, Graf Shalrei, Va'ovit Shalmei Meraglai. A Graf is a keli that's used for Rei, it's a Klicheres, Va'ovit Shalmei Meraglai, Mutter Leitzin La'ashpit. So when a person is Oisit Tzrochov, he doesn't have to leave it in the room, he takes it out to the Ashpit. Shumarziroi, noisein boi mayim umarziroi. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi, graf v'ovid klicheres, elo shalrei kori graf, shalmei miraglaim kori ovid, nois, so memele, so he's permitted to take it out. Shumarziroi, when he brings it back, noisein boi mayim umarziroi. Noisim by my marzir zukrashi, the muktsin machmas miyasain. It's muktsin machmas miyas, bi ilav agav maye, loy motzi letaltalinu. That means if you want to bring it back, the graph alone, after you were mefana the tsoya, you want to bring it back, so it's muktsin, so if there wouldn't be water there, loy motzi letaltalinu, to take it out, what's better to take it out? That's mishim kvoide. There's a graph has soy in it, the ovid is meraglaim in it. So there is no problem. Als kvoide, there were matter. But to bring it back in, for whatever purpose he wants to bring it back in, there wouldn't be matter. It's muktzemach masmi. So memele, they said, but if you put water in it, the Mephoshim say this water is a water kapana which is roilish to yisklovim, to yisbehemeh, So memele, so you're permitted to be metalto the graf agav hamay. The Rishonim ask a kasha, the Rashba ask a kasha. That means it's a muradike zach. It seems that be'etzim the keli is mukze. You can't bring back the keli inside. It's mukze. No, they were only matter if you put water in. So there's a lot of this. So it's pshadis. I'm carrying the water. So the ikatiltel is the water, and the keli is a nitpal to the water. So it's called I'm carrying water. I love this. They were only matter by a mace. The Gemara says they were matter tilt to a mace. I they kick a tinnik. They also say the lomdus. Anim metal to a mace. So you put a tinnik on top of you put a kicker a tinnik. Then I assume that the mace is like a tray holding the kicker, and I'm coming metal to the kicker. But that's only a heter by kicker a tinnik. That is the kasha that the Rishonim ask, and there's different terutzim on this, but Pesachim Daro seems to say, Enechanami, this is not Meikir Adin, it is not an algemeine heter, it's not a heter, they were matter, if he wants to use it again, others say, but Enechanami, it's not a grote heter. Until the Shiakiv wants to say, Pshat and Rashi, that Be'emes and Rashi says it's Muktzemach Masmius. Now, La Locha, we hold Mukta Machmas Mis is not Mukta. We pass the life of Shem, and Mukta Machmas Mis is not Mukta. It seems this is perhaps more most, but it's not a real Mukta. They were Machmel. Fakert, the tiltle of the graph is a Chumre Mitzad Atzmoy. So, because Mikra Dina Keili, that's Mukta Machmas Mis, has a Teres Keili. So, Memele, so, since the Mukta is not a real Mukta, so therefore, they were matter a heter of metal to loy agav mayim.